And now, back to the Wayne Watson interview on Streets of Gold.
Another song that I was thinking about that you sang with Sandy Patty, Another Time, Another Place. How did that duet come together? How did that song happen?
Well, Sandy, that song was written, I can't remember who the writer was, but she was putting that song on her album, and she called me and asked me if I'd come up and sing the duet with her, and I said, let me think about it. Okay, I'll do it. And I went up to Indiana, where she lives, and we recorded it in Bill Gaither's studio, and I think I spent maybe a total of 3 or 4 hours in the studio with her doing that duet. Just like Wounded Heart and other songs, there's an element of discomfort that we all feel here, even on the best of days. We feel a little bit alienated, and again, while it's uncomfortable and a little less than euphoric, I think it's okay. I had breakfast with a young man from church the other day, and he just seemed unsettled, and I said, what's going on with you? And he said, I just never feel settled. And part of it was stuff he needed to deal with, but our conversation basically revolved around, I'm not sure we're supposed to be settled. There's contentment, there's peace, and there's calm that the Holy Spirit brings to us, but to feel at home in the midst of this world system that we're in, I'm not sure that's going to ever be accomplished. And so sometimes you take a deep breath and you're just realizing we're not home. And it sounds cliched, but I think that's what that is.
I've always heard there is a land beyond the mortal dreams of man, where every tear we left behind, but it must be in another time. Be an everlasting light, shining a purest holy white, and every fear will be erased, but it must be in another place. Promise peace, but furnish pain.
All of life's sweetest joys combined could never match those in another time.
Oh, and though I've put my trust in Christ and felt His Spirit.
Oh,
Can you round out, Wayne, any kind of a number as to how many concerts you may have actually done so far?
Wow, from 1979, when I really started playing, I would play anywhere from 75 to 100 dates a year. So in the last couple of years, I've only done about 50 a year. But what is that, 3,000 or 4,000, I guess, maybe?
Is there any, man, and you've seen a lot of the country, too, a lot of the world, too,
I'm sure. I have seen a lot of the world. Somebody asked me the other day, what states have you not been to? And I tried to think. I'm sure there's some New England states like New Hampshire that I've missed. Just not a real hotbed of contemporary music in New England, but most of the states in between, in the Midwest and the West, and certainly out on the coast, and all points beyond. Been out of the country probably a half dozen times. Went to Israel in 1996 and stayed for a month at the invitation of the government there to celebrate some things in Jerusalem. Haven't traveled outside the country much since then. I'm kind of going where the doors open.
Yeah.
I don't have a prescribed agenda, and I just kind of go where God opens the doors. And if they don't open, I'm content to be still right now.
Briefly, Wayne, out of all those concerts you've done, has there been one event or one appearance that has stood out to you that you remember, that you will always remember all your days as being significant, maybe not for you, but for the audience that was there as well?
Well, I remember playing a date here in Houston one night, and this is not going to sound very spiritual, but I came walking from, it was a room that seats, a church that seats about 6,000 people, and we had booked a Friday night in the radio station here in Houston, KSBJ, a big FM station here that's done very well over the years, and they were sponsoring the concert, and we booked to do it on a Friday night, and I walked out, and about a half hour before, I always asked, is anybody showing up? Because I'm still surprised when people show up.
But I love that about here. You.
Yeah, and I said, anybody here? And they said, well, go take a look, and the place was packed. And there were people sitting on the floor and people sitting on the little catwalks and the bridges going from one part of the auditorium to the other. And I was just overwhelmed. And I had about an 8-piece band that night, and we had a full production, which I don't do much anymore. And I walked down from the choir loft. Somebody had to put a flashlight down on the floor, and the place just started coming unglued. And I thought, who do they think's here? I mean, what is this, you know? And from just a fun standpoint, that was maybe the most fun I'd ever had as far as just pure excitement of playing. But then there are other nights where you go out and you finish the evening and you just go backstage and you think, I don't think I did anything. I think people wasted their time coming here. I feel like nothing happened. And inevitably, those are the times when people just come to you after a concert and just cry and say, this means so much to me. And we're all just helping pull each other out of the ditch. And I never know what people come to these concerts needing. And I never come with any grand plan except to just tell them the truth about the good part of life and the bad part and how these things pass and how God is faithful and how his love is unconditional and how he holds us in his hand. And simple things that we've all heard 100 times, but maybe hearing it from someone different will make a difference in them.
Yeah. Isn't it good to know that God is somehow able to tie all of that stuff together?
Oh, man. It's so sweet. I'm always reminded that it's just like in a relationship. Family, the husband can say something to the wife, she just won't get it, she won't receive it. Somebody else can say the very same thing, and a light will come on, and she will. She will say something, he doesn't get it, but a friend says it, and the words are piercing.
Yeah.
And God uses us all. I've been so impressed with the fact that the Christian community, whether it's hurricane relief or disaster relief or the death of a neighbor, I'm so impressed with the fact that God uses all of us with unique gifts in each of us to do the things he needs to accomplish. And it's a shame that the church and the world at large elevates people in importance above others when this is a family, this is a body, and it can't function independent of itself. And it humbles me to realize that there are people in your audience that have gifts that I will never have, and they can do things I can never do. And to do nothing to make you feel sorry for yourself or, oh, I wish I could do this or I wish I could do that, but to realize the gifts that we all have, that God can accomplish his work in us.
Yes.
That's overwhelming.
Here's one of his concert favorites, a song that talks about death, but also talks about the hope that is found through death. Here is Home Free on Streets of Gold.
I'm trying hard not to think you unkind, but Heavenly Father, know my heart, surely you can read my mind. Good people underneath the sea of grief,
while we pray for one more heartbeat, the real comfort is with you. You know pain has little mercy, and suffering's no respecter of age, of race or position. I know every prayer gets answered, but the heart is one to pray, slow to come. Oh Lord, not mine, but your will be done. Oh, let it be.
We'll
be going home.
The
Hey, Wayne, earlier you talked about how you're not doing many concerts now, but that was going to change the first of the year. What's on the docket in the near future?
I don't really know. I'm kind of making some changes, and just in the way I think. I've definitely, after being a Christian most of my life, I'm seeing God in a light that I've seen Him in before, but I've never felt it in my heart. I've never felt so unconditionally loved. I've never felt so embraced. I've never felt so much in His arms, with His arms extended, protecting me from harm, as I do right now. And I hope to do a new record after the first of the year. And I've done a lot of them, and there have been times when I've approached doing a new record of thinking, why do another one? There's lots of great music out there. Music business is changing in the way people listen to music. It's still very strong. But the way we as artists sell records is definitely changing.
Yes.
Because of technology. And that's not scary to me. That's exciting to me. But it still has to start with a song, and it still has to start with a conviction. I'm sitting in my studio right now looking at all these machines, and you know what? They're not creating one thing.
Yeah.
They're sitting here.
Waiting for you.
They're turned on. their lights are flashing at me. It's like, please tell me what to do.
Yeah.
But until somebody, myself, someone in your audience, feels the fire to create something or to hear God's voice and write it down, record it, share it with your listeners, these things don't do anything. Doesn't matter what technology is there. I could take this six-string acoustic guitar and accomplish the same thing if I've got a passion for it. So I'm doing a lot of listening. I'm doing a lot of waiting, a lot of stillness. And for the first time in about 26 years, I've got the chance to do that, and I'm very thankful for it.
I was going to say, you're in a good place, man.
Yeah, good in a lot of ways, yeah.
Here's one last Wayne Watson song. This was a number one song from 1993. It's Time on Streets of Gold.
It happened many years ago. The memories still haunt you, though. Who's to blame? You really don't know. You're just locked all alone in these chains. Sometimes it's hard to live at all. The pictures of your history call. Your mind's a decorated wall, but the Lord has a cure for your pain. It's time, come back to the land of the living. Come on to the land of forgiveness. It's time, bring
be hard to please. Guilt is an annoying breeze that blows all its peaceful away. Oh, and your life is too short to go on living like this. What a brood over who's done you wrong. If the years pass you by, look at all that you miss. You've been walking in shadows too long. It's time, come back to the land of the living. Come on to the land of forgiving. Jesus will be faithful to the end. It's time, break the tangled webs that bind you. Let the grace of God unwind you. Give the Lord your broken heart to men, to men. It's time, break the tangled webs that bind you. Let the grace of God unwind you. Give the Lord your broken heart to men.
Wayne Watson also did a video to that song, and it is one of my all-time favorites. It takes you back to biblical times, out in the wilderness. Main character is having flashbacks, but he then gives his life over, and the chains are broken off. Sounds kind of familiar, like the new life that we have in Christ, and our old chains and our old ways are ignored. They are just forgotten about. They don't exist anymore. Wayne Watson on Streets of Gold. Hey, thank you again, Wayne, for letting us share some time, and also special thanks to Educational Media Foundation for letting us use their studios to put the program together. I'm Larry Wayne. We've got a block of music coming up from the early 90s. Next.